This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Thousands of people, many of them firefighters, came together today to pay final respects to John Davies, the Worcester firefighter who died last Thursday while searching a burning building for a missing tenant. Investigators later learned that that person had not been inside. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was in Worcester for today's funeral.
It's a city that knows this kind of goodbye all too well. And on this cold, gray day, Worcester was a sea of dark blue. Firefighters from all over Massachusetts and New England, most in their dress uniforms, some in their firefighting gear, lining the streets to pay tribute to John Davies.
You never want something like this to happen.
Among them, New Bedford Fire rookie Paul Rosario, on the job only 6 months.
We signed up for this job. I'm just glad to be here to support.
And Lieutenant Michael Anzalone of Somerville, like Davies, a 17-year fire veteran.
He definitely is a brother of mine. He's part of the family. He's part of the institution. I was here for the Worcester Six, and I can't believe it. We're back out here for another funeral. It's very unfortunate.
12 years after losing six of their own in a warehouse fire, Worcester firefighters led the way for a fallen brother's final goodbye once again. 43-year-old Davies died December 8th after going back into a burning triple-decker to search for someone when a wall collapsed on him. Marching under a massive American flag hanging between two ladder trucks, his fellow firefighters rounded a corner from Shrewsbury Street to Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. Following them, Davies' Rescue One truck. Then his flag-draped casket riding high aboard Engine 12, his helmet carried high in the hands of one of his colleagues. Inside the packed church, Fire Department Chaplain Walter Riley reflected on being with Davies in the hospital after doctors stopped performing CPR on him. He looked like he was napping peacefully, Riley said, but he wasn't resting from a day well spent. It was a life well spent.
In his 43 years of life, John came to be affectionately known as a big teddy bear. Big and serious on the outside, with a heart of gold on the inside.
Riley told mourners Davies' act of laying down his life for another changes one's community and personal world.
Because the act that was performed by such a person, it remains embedded in our souls for the rest of our lives. Its power is realized in our hurt, in our pain, in our admiration, in our respect.
Davies' brother recalled him as a proud and devoted father to his three sons and uncle to his nephew, an avid outdoorsman and a selfless, compassionate guy. Among the others who knew him best, his firefighting partner, Brian Carroll, who, in eulogizing Davies, spoke of his big smile, big muscles, and big appetite for food and life.
John was a special person to me and anyone he came in contact with.
The two will forever share a special bond. They entered that burning house to do the final search together. But though also trapped in the collapse, Carroll made it out alive.
John paid the ultimate sacrifice, and if you knew him like I did, you would expect nothing less.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.